California, Oregon lead the nation in homelessness. California and Oregon continue to lead the nation in homelessness, according to the annual Homeless Assessment Report released on December 15 by the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. California had the highest rate of people experiencing homelessness who were unsheltered, living in places not meant for human habitation, such as outdoors in tents, cars, or other makeshift shelters, as opposed to indoor shelters or temporary accommodations. Second only to the Golden State, Oregon stands out as the state with the largest number of unsheltered and homeless youth and families, according to the HUD's latest point-in-time count estimates for a single night in January of this year. Across the country, the report found that 653,100 people, approximately 20 residents out of every 10,000, were experiencing homelessness on a single day. This is the highest recorded number since the department began its yearly PIT count in 2007 and an increase of 12% between 2022 and 2023, officials said. 6 in 10 of the homeless nationwide were sheltered, meaning they were in an emergency shelter, transitional housing, or a haven program, while 4 in 10 were unsheltered. The rise reflects a perfect storm of economic instability in the wake of COVID, a relentlessly unaffordable housing market, and the sunsetting of programs that really provided concrete support for people, said Megan Henry, a HAR project director. Federal initiatives like the eviction moratorium and funds from the Economic Recovery Act really made a difference in people's lives. Without similar resources, more people likely will experience homelessness. California leads the surge. The most populous state in the nation, California had 181,399 people experiencing homelessness, according to the PIT count. Of those, 123,423 people were unsheltered. With just under 39 million people, California has a greater share of its homeless population living outdoors than any other state and accounts for 49% of all people living on the streets in the United States. The five major metro areas with the highest rates of unsheltered people were all in California: the San Jose region, Los Angeles, and Oakland, Long Beach, and Sacramento. The two suburban regions with the nation's highest unsheltered rates were El Dorado County in Northern California with 89% and Imperial County along the Mexican border with 88%. The state also reported the largest number of unaccompanied youth, those under the age of 25, at 10,173. Of those, nearly 7,000 were living on the streets, making up roughly half of all youth in the nation who are unsheltered. California is also home to the three U.S. cities with the greatest youth homeless population: San Jose, with 86% of unaccompanied youth living on the street, San Francisco with 81%, and Oakland with 77%. In two suburban California areas, nearly all unaccompanied youth were on the streets and not in shelters in two suburban California areas, 99% in the Santa Cruz region and 96% in Marin County. A total of 53,169 people were living unsheltered and classified as chronically unhoused, which HUD defines as an individual with a disability who has experienced homelessness for more than a year, or who has had 4 or more homelessness episodes in the past 3 years that add up to 12 months. In March, the state's legislative analyst office found that California has spent $20 billion fighting homelessness over the past 5 years. Oregon is first in family homelessness. In Oregon, researchers estimated there were 20,142 people experiencing homelessness during the count, with 13,004 of them, or 64.6%, unsheltered. This includes 3,900 people with families, making Oregon the leading state for families experiencing homelessness. Oregon's urban areas, while reporting increased shelter capacity in 2023, had even more families in need of shelter because of the shortage of affordable housing, the HUD report said. The Beaver State also has one of the highest per capita rates of homelessness, affecting 48 out of every 10,000 residents. Overall, homelessness increased by more than 12% from 2022 to 2023. The state experienced one of the nation's largest COVID-related spikes, with homelessness up by 22.5% since the start of the pandemic. Oregon also topped all states with the biggest increase in homelessness since 2007, and those with significant increases in unaccompanied youth experiencing homelessness. Democrat Governor Tina Kotek cites a lack of affordable housing and pandemic-era social distancing measures for decreased capacity at shelters in the state. "We had a challenge before the pandemic started, and it just exacerbated it," she stated. "If you were homeless in 2019, as you had just ended up being on the streets, and then you were told, okay, just wait for 3 years and live in your tent, that level of chronic homelessness is hard to recover from. We have created a difficult situation for people here because of the pandemic, and it's going to take some time to build out of that." Upon taking office in January, Ms. Kotek declared a homelessness state of emergency for parts of the state where homelessness has increased by 50% or more since 2017. She proposed to spend about $32.1 billion over the next 2 years to battle the problem.